advice of relationship coach Sue Saker from Farnham. Good evening, Sue. How's your week been?
Hi, Nikki. Yeah, it's been a good week, actually. I can't think of anything memorable in it, though, to be honest, but I feel like it's been all right.
I know, and I think people don't even know that it's not a bank holiday tomorrow either, don't they? In a lot of diaries, it still says it's bank holiday Monday, but obviously it's been changed to Friday this week for a VE Day celebration. So I think there's going to be a lot of confusion around tomorrow with what's
definitely
going on.
Yep, definitely. Just adds to the general confusion, doesn't it?
I know. Do you know what? I get really excited by Bin Day because it's a day that something different happens.
Yes.
Oh, so what brilliant advice have you got for us this week?
So the first one is the importance of self-care and how it will impact your relationship. Often people think self-care is like being selfish, you know, I've got to look after everybody else, I haven't got time to worry about me. But actually when we do that, when we actually take the time to look after ourselves properly, we feel better, we have a better mood, and we have more energy, and it will impact everybody around us, including our partner, our children, everybody else. And with self-care, I'm not talking just about having a bubble bath now and then. It's really getting the basics right. So a lot of us might have been in bad eating habits with the lockdown. So this is a good time just to review that, think, can I eat more healthily? Should I cut down on sugar? Am I getting enough sleep? Am I drinking too much? Am I connecting with friends enough? Am I spending time in nature? All those things are really important for our self-care in all different aspects, like our mental self-care, our physical self-care, and they will all have a good impact on your relationship.
Oh, definitely. Brilliant.
And the second one is, particularly if there's tension in your relationship, but even if there isn't, this is one to watch out for, to make sure you're avoiding what we call hostile humour. So joint humour where you're both finding something funny and laughing together and joking is a wonderful thing for a relationship. It can help diffuse arguments, get rid of any tension, bring you together. But hostile humour is different, and it can be a way where sometimes a partner will make a critical comment about their partner, but do it and claim it's a joke, or, oh, I'm just being funny, or are using sarcasm. And to recognise if it's hostile humour or not is pretty simple. If your partner's laughing with you, it's great, go for it. If they're not laughing, it will potentially be quite damaging to the relationship. So try and avoid what we call hostile humour as much as possible.
Oh, good advice.
And then the third one is to take the opportunity to give your relationship a pat on the back. It's really easy for us to focus on what's not working in our relationship, but actually look at what you're doing well as a team together. You know, what are the strengths of your particular relationship? They all have different strengths and weaknesses. When couples come to see me and they think they're in a real mess, I can often see so many strengths in their relationship, and just pointing that out to them gives them such a boost. So have a go at looking for that yourselves. You know, how have you weathered storms before? How do you enjoy different activities together? You know, what are your common interests? Maybe even think about playing your wedding video one evening, or looking through some old photos when you first got together. And it really helps you to remember why you are a couple and why you're the right person for one another.
Oh, Sue, as always, brilliant, brilliant advice. And especially going back to that self-care one, I know when I first became a mum, I sort of felt that I wasn't allowed to have any time to myself, and I felt guilty doing that. But then you realise if you're looking after yourself, you're able to care for other people in
Absolutely.
A much better way, aren't you? So it isn't being selfish. It's just being realistic that you can't give from an empty cup.
Exactly, that's exactly, and it's so common, especially with women as well.
Yeah,
you know,
and you
we've
know
really got to take that time, look after ourselves, especially at the moment, and then we're so much better resourced to look after everyone around us.
Yeah, because it is full on, isn't it? Even if you're not going anywhere, it's still full on just doing your normal stuff around the house and keeping everybody going.
Absolutely, yeah. And we tend to sort of hold the family together quite often emotionally. You know, anyone's having a bad day, mum tends to get it.
Yeah. And also, well, I wish I knew a couple that did have a lot of hostile humour. They're not together anymore, but you know, it'd be like, oh no, that's not, oh no, a bit too snipey.
Yeah, that might explain why they're not together anymore.
Yeah, definitely. And Sue, I remember you saying last week about trying to have a bit of a date night. Now, I've been really trying to work out how to do this, because having an only child you know, they're very much part of your life all the time. And it, you know, it's been quite hard for my daughter to go to bed. I think she gets a little bit anxious about everything that's going on. But this week she had a friend's birthday and they did a FaceTime party
or a
house party on, you know, so they could all chat together. And we had an hour and a half, just the two of us.
Woo-hoo!
It was really lovely. So I was like, oh, because I was trying to work out how we could do it. Because I was sort of saying to her, look, you know, we need a bit of time. You know, we need a bit of adult time. She goes, I can be an adult. I was like, oh, bless her heart. I was like, I know, but Daddy and I need just a little bit of time. That's just the two of us. So, but thank you. Brilliant advice, as always. Have you got anything particular planned for this week? Have you managed to persuade the family to camp again? Or is that a dim and distant memory?
I keep mentioning it, but the kids are just adamant. They're up for everything else, but they want to sleep in their own beds.
I have to say, I'm slightly with them.
Oh, I've got book club, virtual book club this week, so that will be quite fun.
Oh, what are you reading?
We are reading Normal People, which of course is now on the BBC at the moment. So I've read the book and now I've got to watch the series as well.
Oh, I caught a tiny bit of it last Monday night and it looks very emotional and very brilliant.
Oh, well, it's a great book. So I think, yeah, I'm going to enjoy watching that.
Oh, maybe I'll read the book before I watch the TV show, because I think it's better to read the book first sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I always prefer it that way round. Then you can sort of imagine it for yourself before you go and watch it.
Oh, well, Sue Zaker of Farnham, thank you so much. And we will catch up with you again next week.
My pleasure. Thanks, Nikki.
Have
bye-bye.
A lovely one. Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
It's the Arrhythmics.